I just found it in a bunch of stuff when I was searching for Sunshine songs and thought it fit in well here. So Mark Ordis with Sunshine, and I started the set out with the Partridge Family and Sunshine from their Crossword Puzzle record. All right, let's see. I'm at the end of the show. Wow, that went quick. Always goes by quick, huh? Well, don't fret, because Richard is up next with the Wig Out. So you got another solid hour of fun. And of course, following that, you got the Funhouse with Harry Parmenter. So the fun continues, obviously. It's right there in the title, for Pete's sake. All right, I'm going to sign off with a song by, a group you know, a duo, a kiddie pop group known as Pebbles and Bam Bam. And guess what? They can sing. Here they are with Open Up Your Heart and Let the Sunshine In. And I advise that you do it. This is Becky signing off, Bubblegum OD. Have a great week, everybody. See you next week.
Devil. 1967 from Newcastle, Down Under Destroyer, The Sunsets, Hot Generation from a surfing movie. Oh yeah, that's on Festival Records, starting off this week's Wig Out, baby! From the Bunker Studio at the Wigwam, I'm Richard Wig. Gotta be blasting out the blastables here on the WFMU Rockin' Soul radio stream. Oh yeah, part of Swingin' Sundays. Swingin' Sundays, Becky gets things started, the evening edition of Swingin' Sunday, 7 p.m. New York City time. With Bubblegum OD, and then here we are from the 8 to 9 o'clock hour. We are flipping out, and we're wigging out here with the Wig Out. Oh, yeah, and then Harry. Harry at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, baby. Expect the unexpected with Harry as he takes us home and closes out the weekend in style with the Funhouse. All right, man, Sunsets. Sunsets, 1967. Down Under. Down Under. Let's stay Down Under for the ultimate Down Under Destroyer band. The Easy Beats!
Oh, girl like you. Unsure of what to do, I give you my love, I give you my life, but still I'm alone. I was sure that you were the one, the only way my life could be fun. But you've changed your mind, it seems. Didn't live up to my dreams. I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please, but still I'm alone. How can I tell you you are wrong? In my arms is where you belong. I will love you best I can, better than any other man. I'm telling you true, I live just for you. I hate to be alone. I hate to be alone.
Better give
The Sunsets once again, 1967, on the Festival label. Another 45 of theirs. I couldn't decide which one to play, so I decided, let's play both. You can do that when you're your own program manager. All right. I Want Love, 1967. I think I already said that. Covered masterfully by both the Cynics and the Sick Rose in the mid-80s after that was featured on one of the Ugly Things comps, which is probably how most of us got to learn about that, and a lot of these songs, actually, that we played in this first set. From Auckland, the lone Kiwi in this set, the Gremlins, the Coming Generation, on the Viscount label from 1966, covering the Knickerbockers. All right, that goes out to Bob Irwin. Yeah, Bob Irwin, Bob and Gina with a great show. Big Planet Noise over on the Drummer Stream on Monday night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Oh, yeah, I know he loves the Knickerbockers. All right. Billy Adams, who is a solo artist in Australia, had a 45 called Alone. That's what we play. That's from 1965. He was from Melbourne. And that is on the Go label. 2 exclamation marks, s'il vous plaît. The Master's Apprentices, or just The Masters, as their fans knew them. Debut single from 1965. The B-side, if you can believe that. Wars Are Hands of Time on Aster Records. They're originally from Adelaide. And Greg Shaw, none other than Greg Shaw, once claimed that that was the perfect pop record. Wars Are Hands of Time. Tugs at my heartstrings every time, man. I love how that sounds. The lyrics get to me. The imagery, oh, man. All right, way to go, Masters. The Masters were the Masters. All right. And the Moods from Melbourne, 1966. Rum Drunk. They had 245s out in 1966. That is on the HMV label, His Master's Voice. Growing up in the slums, spending your life running around with your little bottle of rum. Oh, yeah, that's the life, baby. Yeah. And the Easy Beats, they did actually start from, I guess you could call them slums. They were in a migrant camp after a bunch of them their families moved from England and from the Netherlands to Australia. And they started off in Sydney. For My Woman, their debut 45 in 1965. On the Parlophone label. Friends, Wig Folk, you're tuned to the Wig out here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. I'm Richard Wig. I'll be Blast Balls here from the Bunker Studio at the Wigwam. Yeah, we like to feature current groups and their current hits here at the Wig Out. Let's go up to Los Angeles, the Killing Floors. From New York City, the Nightshades, K-N-I-G-H-T, yeah. Why, baby, why? Their debut 45 on the Disc Rogue label. I could have made that whole set of Disc Rogue special. Oh, man, played a number of Disc Rogue 45s. Great 45-only label out of France. Oh, yeah, Why, Baby, Why by the Nightshades, their debut 45. Coming in hot out of New York City, yeah. And then out of Los Angeles, the Night Times from a 2024 45. I'm Leaving You, also on the fabulous Disc Rogue label. That came out about a year ago, if I'm recalling correctly. And then The Wrong Society, a 45 from 2025. Misery Has Got Me Down. That is also on Disc Rogue. That 45 has the most Wrong Society song title ever. They've always got World Has Got Me Down, Girl Done Me Wrong, melancholy vibe to them, but Misery Has Got Me Down takes the cake, in my opinion. Oh yeah, go check out all of their records. They got a number of 45s and a fantabulous LP from about 2 years ago. Love the Wrong Society, big fans here at the Wig Out. Oh yeah, and then the Woggles, the Mighty Woggles. Another Disc Rogue 45. That track was recorded actually 20 years ago in 2005 when Jeff Walls was still with us and was in the band. Manfred, Patrick, Dan, and Jeff. Yeah, Any Way the Wind is the name of that track. Recorded back then and then sat in the can just waiting for that special release on Disc Rogue. All right, baby. And then we started off from Los Angeles, The Killing Floors. Be My Girl, a 2024 45 on the Calico Wally label. Killing Floors. Brothers in Arms. Yeah, baby. Friends, Wigsters, Wig Folk, you are tuned to the Wig Out here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. I'm Richard Wig. I'm going to be blasting out the Blastables, bringing you some of my favorite records every week here. It's an honor to be here every week. I love doing this. Love spending time with you as you're in the chat. Or you're listening later, if you're listening live, or you're listening later in the archives. I know we have a number of archive listeners. Hi, Neela. Yeah, all right, baby. Let's get back into it here. We got a BFTG sound and set here to close us out. I love playing the hits of today, but I also love playing the BFTG. Gets me every time. Let's go to Tampa, the Tropics.
I tell you, girl, I ain't your clown.
The Nomads going crazy in Mount Airy, 1967. Raw, man, raw sounding for 1967. The classic Thoughts of a Madman on the Tornado, sounding like a tornado. The Tornado label, oh man. Woo, baby, scorching the paint right off the walls here at the Bunker Studio. From Indianapolis, Sir Winston and the Comets, 1966. We're gonna love on the Soma label. You know that's a Wig Out favorite here, a Wig classic, man. Prior to that, from Delaware, 1966. Yeah, raw tunes from Delaware. The Nobles, Something Else on the Marquee label. Sounded sophisticated there with Marquee. The Sultans 5, F-I-V-E. You know, on the Enterprise 13 label. I love that label name, man. Enterprise 13, yeah. And we had James T. and the Workers. No label, their own label. That is all. From Michigan, 1966. Oh, yeah, baby. And then we started off with the Tropics, 1966, as well, from Tampa, for a long time, on the Thames record label. Yeah, you might know them from one of their other 45s, is Time's Gone, which is also a classic number. That tune was written by Travis Fairchild, who was in the Clefts of Lavender Hill. All right, running out of time here. Friends, Wigsters, Wig Folk, you've been tuned to the Wig Out here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream, coming up at the top of the hour. The man of the hour. We got Harry Parmenter and the Funhouse. Stick around here coming up in a couple of minutes. All right, taking us out here in instrumental. I know we've had a number of tributes here to James Lowe of the Electric Prunes. Stu Rutherford did a great tribute himself last night on We're Out of Sight, which airs at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on the Rock and Soul Stream. Go check that out in the archives if you didn't hear it. He did at least a full hour of Prunes and James Lowe related material. Well, this is not a James Lowe record. He's not on it, but it is a cool instrumental by an 80s garage group, psych garage group from 1985 called Satan's Cheerleaders. It's called the Electric Prunes theme. All right, baby, get into the groove, get into the Prunes groove with Satan's Pilgrims. All right, we're going to get out of here. As promised, all right, stay weird. We'll be back next week, Wigsters. Same wig time, same wig channel.
to them a scooter or a Honda too. It just isn't anything that she won't do. To find a bike there just couldn't be. I wouldn't even trade her for an escape. Escape.
Welcome to the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House.
The Fun House. 21st century. Das 21. Jahrhundert.